This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So much to talk about, just not enough day to do it in, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's What's on Your Mind, Kevin Flynn in for Scott Hennin, Wednesday edition, happy 2nd of June, brought to you by our friends at Action Movers, now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota, their lowest advertised rate in 20 years, $99 an hour for two men and a truck, when you mention Scott, S-C-O-T-T. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. Professionally trained, background checks, done. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. If any questions, got a move coming up, 701-566-5532. Mention Scott, take advantage of the offer, $99 an hour, two men in a truck. You got a summer move plan, 701-566-5532, or online at aactionmovers.com. The action has two A's in it, A-A-C-T-I-O-N, movers.com. And they will get you moved. Boy, look, never look. I think we counted one time. They used to say, Chris Larson, the super producers, they used to say that the success of a radio announcer was gauged strictly by the size of his U-Haul trailer. And I had a big one. And I think the last time we counted, I've moved 27 times in my career. 27 different moves.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I will tell you this. You always know who your friends are on moving day. You find out, you got pizza and beer, you find out who your friends are when you need to move. Cause those are the friends that are friends that show up and help you get that done. Yep, so if you got to move, call Action Movers. It's What's on Your Mind. Scotty's heading back from Florida, a couple of days of meetings and stuff down there. He did go to, he was on a little earlier, said he went by Rush's home, Rush Limbaugh's home down there in West Palm, and every day the grounds crew is picking up the memorial, the cards and the flowers that are being left, and every day there's a massive, amount of outpouring every day that's happening at the gates to his estate down there in West Palm. And if you're I've talked about this before and there, but I'm a big Google Map geek. Call me creeper, I don't know, whatever. But I like looking at how the other half lives, because I certainly do not live like that. And you can go on and you can find in West Palm, if you do enough survey, where does Rush Limbaugh live, and see where his property is on the island. And he's not far away from Tiger Woods and Celine Dion. They live down there, too. They got a nice little Celine's got a nice little shack. She's got a nice little shack on the ocean down there with her own water park in the backyard. I look at some of it, because I used to remember the show Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous with Robin Leach way back in the day?
Yes.
I used to love that show. And then Cribs on MTV. I would watch Cribs. So now I'll go on and I'll look at, Rich and Famous houses all over, thanks to Google Maps. I wonder if these people know how exposed their properties are and how you could really look. Like Will Smith's house, he's got a nice little casa in L.A., like a compound, for crying out loud. But, I mean, you can see where the driveways are. You can see where the garages are. You can see where they drive in there. Maybe a little too much information. But thank you to Google Maps for that. All right, 800-228-0550 is the number to call. Weigh in on whatever's on your mind today. Ryan in Aberdeen on the beef hack. You're talking about the JBS... beef hack that was a company, the distribution that went down. What's up, Ry?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good, man.
There's something that I haven't been hearing a lot on the news or even on your guys' show about these hacks, the JBS hack, the Colonial Pipeline hack. Why do these mission-critical systems have to be exposed to the Internet at all?
That is a question way above my pay grade, my man, but it's worth asking.
I think what bugs me about this is we're hearing more and more post-COVID about people working at home and continuing to work at home. And I'm not a big tech wonk. I don't know a lot about this kind of thing. But what it sounds like to me is you're so afraid of this virus now that you're willing to sacrifice the security of these mission-critical infrastructure systems.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Letting one fear overtake the necessity to keep things safe, actually really keep something safe, as opposed to the mythically safe something, you know? I think that's a great point, Ryan. You're not going to see anything done. You're not going to do anything because it's Russia. If Russia's actually behind this and doing it, you're not going to see anything happen. And the best question you raised is the first one, is that how are these mission-critical systems exposed to these hackers in the first place? I suppose they have to just because of the way that they, you know, the way that they tie together with their digital infrastructure to make sure the beef keeps rolling. But again, it's a major issue. Thanks, Ryan. Say hi to the crew in Aberdeen for us.
Will do.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Speaking of that, we got an email on that too about this, the hack on the from a producer, and I just wonder how much of it. I'm not in that world or don't know, but I would just wonder. One question I would have, especially from a producing standpoint, does a hack like that at a company like JBS, does that affect your operation, or would it affect your operation down the line? How would that, you know what I mean? Do we, you know, in our neighborhood, do we worry about big distributors like that? I know a lot of local producers just work a lot with their local processors. You know, I mean, Meats by John and Wayne here in Fargo, Moorhead, you know, great little butcher shops across the neighborhood where you know the producers work with the processors, and they cut out the JBSs of the world. I'd just be curious in our neighborhood if you're listening, if that's going to affect you as a producer. So Lyle in Fargo talking about the division in our country. You got to get undivided, Lyle. What's on your mind?
The division in this country is not going to get any better as long as the government keeps talking about it and promoting laws that there's hate crime thing in Fargo. We have laws on the books already that address these issues. Why bring up something that causes more division? And why do we have a president that talks about systemic racism when he is a proponent of it himself? His record shows him having ties to the Ku Klux Klan and voted against integration throughout his career in the Senate.
Yep, you were spot on. He's an absolute hypocrite when it comes to that, and that's what Laura, that clip I played from Laura Ingraham called out. By the way, yeah, Robert Byrd and all of his buddies, he didn't mention any of that. That he actually backed segregation in schools. He actually backed a lot of that legislation in the day. Well, you can't really blame Joe for not remembering that he did that, can you? At this point, you know, just saying. Lyle, yeah, appreciate
you know,
the
age,
call, man.
Age gets to us all, so, you know, his
Amen.
Mind is something out of his control. But we don't have to put up with that. We need to recognize where he's coming from. And also, we need to hold Fargo to this, that this hate crime thing that they're considering is just furthering in division by keeping the idea that based on the race and the color of your skin, rather than the character of the people involved. So we're judging it on color instead of character, and
yep.
That's completely wrong.
I agree. Lyle, thanks for the call. You are spot on correct. And you know what one point he makes there that has to be continually echoed through all of this is content of character, not color of skin. Content of character, not color of skin. Stop seeing color. Morgan Freeman said it best. You remember his conversation that he had with the, I believe it was Mike Wallace.
When they were Black History Month, you find ridiculous.
Why? You're going to relegate my history to a month?
Oh, come on.
What do you do with yours? Which month is White History Month?
Yeah.
Oh, well, come on. Tell me.
Well, I'm Jewish.
Oh,
Okay.
Which month is Jewish History Month?
There isn't one.
Oh. Oh. Why not?
Yeah.
But you want one?
No, no.
No, I don't either. I don't want a Black History Month. Black history is American history.
How are we going to get rid of racism?
Stop talking about it.
Yes.
I'm going to start calling you a white man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to stop calling me a black man. I know you as Mike Wallace. You know me as Morgan Freeman.
There you go. Stop talking about it. And the more, boy, and the point he brought up is perfect. The more we keep blowing up this balloon and advancing this narrative and keep talking about it and talking about it and making laws and books that we don't need to battle it, the more it's going to fester and the more it's going to grow and the more, and one thing about uniting the country. First of all, I don't think we're divided. I really don't. I think that there's a loud voice of a small group of people that wants us to think we are. But I think we rally around, you know, family, faith, freedom. I think that that's still the core principles of why we live here and the reason we pursue happiness and liberty and what we do in America. I mean, I just don't think that that's a factor. But again, if you're gonna keep talking about it and keep bringing and making laws that, you know, advance things that we already have on the books to keep this thing alive, you're wrong. You're wrong. That's not how we're gonna solve it.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives the guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Action Movers is hiring warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On your mind, Kevin Flynn for Scott Hannon. Happy Wednesday, 2nd of June, or 1/15th of the way through June, if that helps him. Yeah, and then we got a 100-degree day coming across the neighborhood for Saturday, it looked like. record-breaking heat, Planet Corn. And I know if you're farming and you're looking for rain, I wish I had better news. We all do. It's hit and miss stuff. We might get into some precip into the middle of next week is the extended outlook for that. But, just an FYI there. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Gateway Building Systems. 60-plus years of service. 3 locations, 5-star service for that matter. Gateway Building Systems. They've gained a great reputation as a design build contractor. You got expertise. They've got quality, reliability, above all, safety. Okay, they strive to take you further, whether it's commercial, farm, grain equipment, storage, commercial buildings. They've got what you need. Gateway Building Systems, number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S. as well. Locally owned and provides turnkey convenience. Factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Gateway Building Systems provide you with the Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, lags, towers, conveyors, whatever. Give them a call, 1-800-747-4499. 800-747-4499 at gatewaybuilding.com online. They've got grain bin storage in stock. We've got a seasonal discount going to gatewaybuilding.com. 800-747-4499 is their number. Our number, 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. There's always the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-217-76. You can call and leave a comment there. We were talking a little bit about the about race and uniting, and there's a song out. Have you heard the Tim? I think it's Tim McGraw and the guy from is it Florida Georgia Line? And the song is called "Undivided," and it's a great song. It's climbing up the charts. It's about. Well, is this? We got it. We got a clip of it. Okay, this is the song. Has he ever heard this? This one? Go over it.
We make a difference, make the world a better place.
Yeah.
Look around and love somebody.
Love, not hate.
Hateful long enough.
Who's hateful?
Good Lord.
But here's the one thing I just want to bring up about division and being undivided. Oh, somebody's knocking at your door, Chris. I'll let you get that. When you have two negative sides of a magnet, and you try to stick them together and unite them, what happens? They won't stick together ever because they're both negative sides of a magnet. You have to have positive to negative to make the connection and unite them. When you have basically one side of this magnet is freedom, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the American way, red, white, and blue, make America great, keep it great. When that's on one side, and socialism, communism, Marxist conversations are going on the other side, here's a little tip. You're never going to unite that. Ever. That's never going to come together. We're never going to come together on hey, we're going to, oh, what? What of communism? Yeah! They'll never unite. And as long as that conversation is being held in the smaller corners of the room in this country, I'm sorry. We're not going to get on board with that. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to unite around any of that. And I just wonder when you're going to learn and listen and hear that. You can spout it all you want, but we're not coming. We're not going to unite around that. Not going to happen. And it's not. That's not hate. That's not hatred. That's not, you know, sort of nothing vile. It's just that's wrong. That's not how we do America. That's not how we do it here. And you want to unite? You want to then get back. Come in from the ledge. Way off the left ledge. Come on. Come a little closer to common sense. Come a little closer to the middle. And stop with this bizarro world nonsense that you're spewing. Because none of it's going to unite anybody. I'm just saying. And that didn't, by the way, the gist of that thought came from a young 18-year-old friend of mine who just graduated high school. He said to me, how are we supposed to unite with communism, with communists? How are we supposed to unite? Well, we're not. That's a ridiculous thought to even, but yet we'll sing songs about it. Well, you know, a lot of kumbaya, a lot of hope. But again, you're not going to get anybody on board with that message. with that far, far left radical message that just doesn't unite with freedom, you know, pursuit of happiness, life, liberty, faith, family, freedom. Am I off on this? 800-228-0550. I personally think I'm spot on. I just don't see how that ever unites, how that ever comes together. But that's me. Who was at your door, Chris? Did you get that taken care of? Oh, he's not there?
Yeah, I sure did get that taken care of.
We were in the break, and Chris says, I don't know what it is, but between 8:30 and 10:30, more people knock on my door than any time during the day, and I'm just thinking, well, they probably just want to hang out with the Chris. Probably just want a little bit of your energy, you know?
Well, hey, Kev, can I let you and our listeners in on a little secret?
Of course.
I just got us an interview with Jack Maxey.
Oh, very good. Now, Jack Maxey is on with Steve Bannon. If you don't know who he is, Scotty called in earlier. Is he on today? Is he going to come on with us today?
He is in about 10 minutes.
Oh, good. Okay, so we will get to talk to him today. This is the guy that has Hunter Biden's laptop hard drive. Did I hear that correctly? That when Scotty said that? How did he get it? I can't. That's the first question. How did he get it? But we'll find out when we talk to him, I guess. But Jack has been on the on this War Room podcast with Steve Bannon for a while. He's a Navy naval officer. I believe he was a Navy. Just naval officer. Yeah, a political commentator. So we'll talk to him about. Boy, Hunter's laptop. Man, oh, man. I think you could really find out. You could get a hold of every laptop from that family. What about Joe's brother? I wonder how much we could find out about how much he really doesn't know about building housing units in Iraq or Iran. You know, when they were over there? Remember that big dust-up?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah. Guy didn't know Jack's, you know what, a squat about building housing units for the military, but somehow he got a contract. And got a nice chunk of change out of that deal. And other deals, too. Wouldn't it be something to be able to grab all of the hard drives from that family and then prove President Trump right when he said the Biden, Hunter, and Joe are crooked as the day is long?
It'd be so much fun.
There's plenty. All right, so we'll talk to Mr. Maxey coming up here shortly on the What's on Your Mind program. I do want to remind you, too, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. If you're hungry today, there's specials all over. The other day, I decided I was going to do the 4 for $4 deal because the cookies look so dang good. I don't know, I was in a cookie mood. So I got myself, and it's hard to find a personal pan pizza where they'll do a Hawaiian, which is my favorite. I know pineapple doesn't belong on pizza, but that's just me. I love it. You go to PetroServe and you can hook up on the 4 for $4 deal, which is a soda, 20-ounce fountain soda. You do the hot stuff pizza and two cookies for $4. That's any day. They've got a 2 for $1 deal going. It's Wednesday, so you buy two fresh cookies, you get one free today. And if you're hungry, Valley City's got lasagna, Swedish meatballs. Harwood's got Chef's Choice. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Swedish meatballs. Serving chicken fettuccine on 12th Avenue North. Lasagna downtown on NP Avenue in Fargo. Linden, Minnesota's got scalloped potatoes and ham. They're doing the same up in Yulin, Minnesota. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, phone's open, 800-228-0550. It's Wednesday. Going to get hotter than Hades as we head towards the weekend. I need to know, what's on your mind? Ring me up. Kevin Flynn for Scott Hennin on What's on Your Mind. We'll be right back.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell me about a splash pool.
Splash Super Pool is made in the United States. It's above ground. It's portable and used commercially all over the world. It's been very, very popular, especially in our climate with our customers. Last year, they were hard to get. They're going to be hard to get this year, but we have them in stock, and it's not too early to come in and get yours for this upcoming summer.
Find them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 online or in Bismarck, Grand Forks, and West Fargo. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is issuing a disaster declaration at the state's southern border to augment additional resources to efforts addressing the humanitarian crisis at the border. This as new video shows smugglers abandoning a five-year-old alone at the Texas border. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan believes the administration is not doing enough to secure the border.
I mean, they created this mess. It's almost as if it's intentional because they undid the Trump policies. The president won't go to the border. The vice president won't go to the border. When Secretary Mayorkas went to the border, he wouldn't let the press in the facility. So it's like they want to stick their head in the sand and hope the country doesn't notice.
President Biden set to deliver remarks on Wednesday from the White House regarding the latest efforts in the nation's fight against the coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
That becomes undivided.
Yep. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job, work, or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black?
It doesn't. Stop talking about it. Stop singing about it. Shut them off. Stop singing about it. Do what Morgan Freeman said. Just stop talking about it. Hey, it's What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn for Scott Hennon, brought to you by our friends at, and I want to tell you about Advanced Business Methods. They're a regional company that's grown, great homegrown company from our neighborhood. It's a place you go when you want to upgrade your copiers, printers, office equipment. They're employee-owned. They're based right here in the neighborhood. That means the money stays in the community. Okay? The printers today, high-tech computers. I mean, you can get them hacked. They can hack you through your printers. And ABM knows all of them. They understand them. They can mitigate them. They set up the encryption, the firewalls. Keep the outside world out. Keep you printing and copying at the pace you need to. They're coming up on their 50th anniversary, too. 50 years of serving the business community with the best products, best service you'll find anywhere. They did our move here when we moved to the new studios where we are here in Fargo. I'll tell you what, just fantastic. We never have a problem with a printer. It always works. It always prints. Prints to any computer, to any printer in the building. Locations in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, and Dickinson. Go online, find out more at abmnow.com, abmnow.com. All right, we want to welcome Jack Maxey. Jack, if you've ever seen Eric Metaxas' show, Jack's a part of that. He was on the Steve Bannon, the War Room podcast for a while, and is in possession. Now, Jack, if I got this right, are you in possession of the physical hard drive from Hunter's laptop? Now, is this the laptop that he supposedly dropped off when he didn't know where he was dropping it off? Or give us the 411 on the specifics on what you're in possession of.
I'll give you the quick rundown. Hunter drops his laptop off to be repaired at a repair shop in Wilmington, Delaware in early April 2019. He never comes to retrieve it. The guy tries to reach him multiple times. Mac Isaacs is his name, really good American. Comes from a great patriotic family. And he tries through registered mail. He tries through email, telephone, et cetera. No one ever responds. And then all of the impeachment stuff starts rolling out with the phone call to Ukraine and everything in the late summer. And in desperation, this guy's seeing all of this stuff on the news. So he reaches out to the FBI, I believe, in early October.
Yeah, that's the last FBI. That's the last I heard of it.
Right. Now, the FBI comes and retrieves it on December 9th of 2019. But by this time, I think the guy's a little paranoid because it's taken him 2 months to get it. And so he obviously made some copies. I don't think that they believed that he had made copies. And later, a year later now, almost a year later, in August, September of 2020, he is seeing Rudy Giuliani get slammed on TV and criticized for his comments about Ukraine. And previously, I guess, Mac Isaacs had tried, after he watched the whole impeachment go down, where no one even mentioned Hunter's laptop, which was filled with exculpatory evidence. He reached out to a few senators. I think he didn't get a response. And in late August, he reached out to Rudy Giuliani, and Rudy's office called him back. And that's how they got a copy of the laptop. And in mid-October, I was working. I was a co-host of Steve's show called War Room Pandemic. I did it for over a year. And they came to us, and I was also co-host, but sort of, how should I say, like head of research for Steve over the last couple of years. So Steve said, hey, if you want us to look at it, Rudy, we got to have a copy. And we got a copy, and that's the one I have today. That's the one I turned over to. A mirror of that copy is one I turned over to the Daily Mail and Swedish National TV and several others.
Jack, with this laptop, you've had some time to take a look at it. What is the top three most damning pieces of evidence on the laptop that you've seen so far?
Great question.
Well, I think that there's absolutely clear evidence that the Chinese have a tremendous amount of influence over the Biden family. I think this is clear in almost everything that you look at throughout the laptop. Hunter and his uncle Jim operate as frontmen for the Chinese fuel corporation, CEFC, through a partnership that they base in New York City called Hudson West. There are multiple emails where the Chinese are thanking the Biden family for all their efforts. We couldn't do this if it wasn't for the Biden family. We're so glad Bobulinski's on board. Thank your dad. Everything. It's all in there. And then you have on the other side of that, this private equity company that they set up is an espionage operation to purchase strategic assets throughout the West. They try to make three purchases in Europe. They get turned down on national security grounds by our NATO allies. But they purchased a car company, a car parts company in Detroit that makes dampening systems for everything from the F-35 fighter to the M1 Abrams tank. And wow. Our CFIUS review signed off on the whole thing. I guess if you have Hunter Biden as one of your partners, it's all good.
Was he high? I mean, why would he be dumb enough to have every text, video, email on a laptop, blatant illegal acts where he leaves it at a repair shop? I mean, he had to be, I mean, obviously not of sound mind. Or what? Any thoughts on that?
Well, I can tell you this guy drank vodka on video multiple times, like he was chugging water after a marathon. I've seen him smoke piles of crack cocaine. He's high on drugs. He is seeking out the company of strippers, hookers, almost on a daily basis. I mean, as much drugs as he can pile into himself, he does. I think another scandal that's very obvious is the one that came out a week ago or 2 weeks ago. They reported in the Daily Mail, but I found it about a month ago. This idea that Louis Freeh, the former head of the FBI, Louis serves from the early 90s till the spring of 2001. He's sort of pushed out because of the Hansen affair, the FBI agent who had given things to the Russians. But in 2016, Hunter has an oligarch friend, a kind of like a Tony Soprano type character of Romania. And he's friends with this guy because the Chinese have made the introduction so that the Chinese were using these oligarchs to pay Hunter, but also as kind of grease so that they could purchase mineral assets around the world. The one, I'm sure you have a lot of great veteran families listening to your show. The one that they were trying to buy in Romania was Ploiești. And if anyone remembers World War II and the great Army Air Corps, probably more air crews died over Ploiești, the oil fields of Romania, than did over Berlin. And so 75 years later, you have Hunter trying to broker that deal for the Communist Chinese. At any rate, the guy who's the grease, the Tony Soprano, he's going to jail because a good prosecutor in Romania has taken him down for corruption. Hunter can't have that. He reaches out to Louis Free. Louis Free makes promises in writing whereby he's not only going to put to work all the retired spooks of Europe, FBI agents, etc. He's going to put to work the current serving FBI agents in the Diplomatic Security Office of the State Department. He's going to put to work the current serving FBI officers in the Anti-Corruption Academy and their students in the academy outside of Bucharest. They're going to dogpile this female prosecutor who we know is above reproach, is a folk hero, all this, because that's the way Louis Free describes her. Louis Free's partners are a couple of former prosecutors from the Southern District of New York. That's kind of a famous place over the last decade. Middle District of Florida, Epstein's locale, a former U.S. head of Interpol, two federal judges. One of them, Louis Free, was a federal judge before he was head of the FBI. All of this in writing. We have evidence that they even got the ambassador involved. All this was occurring in the spring of 2016, just 1,000 kilometers away from Kiev, right? You know, go ask them.
Yeah.
Go ask them.
Wow.
They marched it twice, right? And they're dogpiling a good prosecutor in Romania, but the narrative we have is that Voinovich and Kent and Joe Biden were over there getting rid of crooked prosecutors in Ukraine. I think it was absolutely the opposite. And in both cases, there's no irony here, they were running coverage for clients, peers, partners of Hunter Biden.
Well, and I think too, Jack, when you look at not just Hunter, you look at Joe's brother, the housing thing that he had during the Gulf War, all kinds of contracts. Where the guy hadn't built a stick house. He couldn't build a house of cards. But somehow he's getting contracts to build housing for troops in Iraq or in Afghanistan or wherever it was. I mean, the whole it's not just Hunter, is it? I mean, it seems the whole family's got their hand in Joe's pockets.
I agree. The horrifying thing of this is that it runs so deep on these emails where Free is talking about basically committing dozens of crimes, crimes that may not even be on the books, because who would have thought a former FBI agent could enlist the current FBI to get criminals out of jail free for the right person and the right dollar. And in fact, the horrifying thing in all this communication, internal communication amongst Free and his peers, there's never a question going like, well, hey, Louis, as a retired federal judge, is this ethical what we're doing? As a retired head of Interpol, should we be doing something like this? Never even comes up. The only thing that comes up is, how are we going to get paid? And Louis Free says, I had my guys check this guy out. He's got $500 million in commercial real estate in Bucharest alone. We're definitely going to get paid. This is horrifying stuff, people.
Wow.
In your face. Hunter had a woman, they say, never discussed business with his dad. Hunter hires a woman named Kathy Chung, an American Chinese extraction, to work in his father's office starting in 2011. She's still there, as far as I know. Hunter hires broker-dealer in Washington, D.C. called Rosemont Seneca, which I might add for all your listeners, started out as the family office for the Heinz Ketchup family. Chris Heinz was an original partner. Mm. And he hires this woman that he's told to hire by Beijing. And the first act that they do when she arrives at Hunter's office is send her to Beijing for a month-long training session in communications, right? Like what, Zoom? Email.
Wow.
And she is put in a separate office next to Hunter's, and her office and the main office share a wall with the ambassador from Iceland, another ally, a place where we have significant military presence. And it's all housed in the House of Sweden, which houses the Swedish embassy and the Swedish ambassador. That's where Hunter's offices were. That's where Hunter lodged a Chinese spy.
Man, you can't. I mean, you can't make this up. Chris, you had a question?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's ask the question. And we'll get the answer after the break. If you can hang out, Jack, would that be okay?
Absolutely.
The question I have, we'll answer it after the break. Will Hunter Biden ever pay for this? We'll have that after the break here. What's on your mind?
All right, number to call, 800-228-0550. Scott's got the day off. Kevin Flynn, Chris Larson, hanging out with Jack Maxey. From the War Room Pandemic. podcast and the Eric Metaxas show. More after
Luke
this.
Luke is back from Red Trenchless. Hey, Luke, tell us a little bit about what you've been busy doing these last couple of weeks.
Hey, Scott. Well, we've been filling up the calendar real well. We got projects going on in Medina. We're going to be heading down to Wahpeton. We're up at New John's Lake. We got some projects going on at Bismarck Mandan here. Calendar's looking pretty busy, but we always got time to get new customers on.
When you do a drawing job, Luke, what do they say to you about how you do it versus anybody else?
Well, they're really impressed. You know, every job we do, Scott, we treat it like it's our first one, and we leave it better than the way we found it, whether that's restoration or just friendliness with customers. We stand out from other competitors in the area, and you can tell that by previous jobs we've done and on our website.
Trenchless technology, minimal excavation, and that means less disruption of traffic, business, and life. Repair, rehab, or replacement, call reddrilling.com. Call Luke at Red Drilling, 701-934-1134 today, or online at reddrilling.com.
Thanks, Scott.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted. The driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Fresh baked muffins, homemade cookies, personal pepperoni pizza right out of the oven with cheesy or garlic bread. These items and so many more all day, every day at Petro's Serve USA. Come on in. The 4-for-4 deal, pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day long, every day. Best deal in town at a Petroserve USA. And the lowest price fuel, Marathon, Senex, Petroserve USA brand. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, what's not to love, Petroserve USA.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. Final segment. What's on your mind? Wednesday, 2nd of June. Hope you're having a great day so far. Scotty's off. I'm Kevin Flynn. Scott back tomorrow. It was kind of, we're all over the place talking about different stuff today. Whatever was on our minds. That's what the show is. Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. Right on the price, right on Memorial Highway in Mandan. 3812 Memorial Highway. They've got that new Hummer EV. Everybody's buzzing about if you're thinking about an electric upgrade. It even has the crab walk deal. Have you seen this, Chris? You pull into parallel park and all four wheels turn and it just backs right in. You don't even have to.
I need one of those.
The parallel parking skills are no longer required. Also, Schwann, of course, your warranty lasts a lifetime. They've got the 2021 Buick SUV models now, a lot of them up to 16% below MSRP. They've got some free money, too. There's some 0% money and a lot of purchase allowance cash. 2021 Acadia, for example, $5,350 purchase allowance on most models. Details at SchwanBuickGMC.com or call them 701-214-6372, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, and SchwanBuickGMC.com. Tell them what's on your mind and the crew sent you in there. We're talking to Jack Maxey. Jack is part of the has been part of the Steve Bannon War Room Pandemic podcast. He's been on Eric Metaxas, a show contributor. He is in possession of the laptop that Hunter Biden dropped off and never picked up, that the repairman made copies of, and eventually, and now I would imagine there's a lot of copies all over the place. But Chris wanted to weigh in with a question for you, Jack. Chris, what did you want to ask about if Hunter will ever pay? Is that what we're wondering? I'm wondering the same thing, actually.
Yeah, you know, so my biggest question is, will Hunter Biden ever pay for this? I mean, all of this is going on. Yeah. Is he ever going to pay for it?
Is there enough evidence? Jack, are you there?
Hunter Biden pays for it. I'm still here. Can you guys not hear me?
Yep. No, we can hear you now. Yep, go ahead.
I would say that it's not really a question of whether or not Hunter Biden gets punished, because there are so many layers of criminality that are go along with Hunter Biden. He's not the only person involved. There are major law firms in Washington, D.C. who are all cognizant of this behavior. There are multiple people who are aware. Who were these FBI agents who Louis Freeh apparently can command at a moment's notice? And I'll tell you guys one thing that I think is really frightening. When I told this to a household name who would know, I showed him this stuff right after I sent it to the Daily Mail. He said, wow, bro, you know, Louis Freeh used to be really good friends with that blankety blank Peter Strzok. And then I later turned, call up another confidential informant. The former guy's just a household name. Another guy does not know the other person. I call him up and explain to him what had happened very briefly. He says, you know, I don't know if I ever told you this, but Peter Strzok used to be very close with Louis Freeh. And then he goes on to tell me, and I can't necessarily prove this, and he told me he couldn't prove this, but this is a man who has never given me bad information. He says to me, yeah, he goes, there used to be a couple spy catcher teams that worked directly for the director of the FBI, Louis Freeh. Pete Strzok was in one of them. He had a couple of successes. Louis Freeh liked the hard-charging second lieutenant. The colonel put him underneath his wing. Pete Strzok, Louis Freeh, besties. Then it gets worse. He says to me, I'm 90% sure that James Comey was the executive officer that ran between those teams and the director. Okay, so now we've got Pete Strzok, James Comey, Louis Freeh. 2016, the Biden family is seeking Louis Freeh's help to get a criminal out of jail. Also, in the midst of those texts and everything, Louis Freeh gives a $100,000 gift to the grandkids and begs to be able to do business with Joe and Hunter. That's a side story. But you ride through this and you realize that the criminality is so deep. Now, 3 years later, Hunter loses his laptop. Who are you going to call? Guy gives $100,000 checks to the grandkids. The guy helps you get criminal friends out of Europe using the FBI and the State Department. Yeah, you're going to call Louis Freeh. Hey, guess what? My punk kid lost his laptop. Who's Louis Freeh going to call if all the other dots connect? Going to call Pete Strzok. Remember, the FBI had the laptop on the 9th of December. Peter Strzok testified in an impeachment of a U.S. president less than a month later. So did Voinovich and George Kent and everybody in the Ukraine embassy. And then worse, they had the laptop and they allowed the Democratic primaries to occur. Everybody in the Democratic primaries was robbed by the FBI. You want to talk about interference?
Oh.
During that laptop was interference.
Do you, Jack, we're talking to Jack Maxey. Jack, do you think, I mean, in everything that you know and what you've seen here and how deep this goes, does it scare you that these people are running the country now? I mean, I shouldn't say, I'm sure it does. To what level of fear are you having knowing that they're in charge?
I feel as if we have this constitutional republic that is a constitutional republic in name only. You also have to remember when the laptop was revealed in the fall of 2020, within 24 hours of those articles in the New York Post, you had Brennan, Clapper, Hayden, Panetta, and 46 other experts in national security from the FBI, CIA, you name it, come out with an open letter on the 19th of October declaring it a complete fabrication of Russian elves in the Kremlin. This was a lie. They knew it was a lie. At that point, I had already shown the laptop to several, an NSA guy, a CIA guy. All of them instantly, like me, knew it was real. So you have these 50 former heads of national security, two of whom are heads of the CIA, one of whom is head of the NSA, one of whom is director of national intelligence, Clapper, and they come out 2 weeks before the election, more than 2 weeks before the election, to declare this bombshell fake. Ladies and gentlemen, that is election interference. Forget dominion and semantics. You have the FBI interference. You have the heads
Jack.
Of...
We got to wrap it up, brother. But if you go to frankspeech.com, you can watch this conversation Jack has with Eric Metaxas on his radio show. Thanks for the time, sir, and we will see you tomorrow.
What's on your mind? You don't need to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.